Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Zayin. We begin six lines off the top, back to the sugya of Mitzamtzem. We learn from a pasuk that even though he didn't actually kill him directly, he forced him to stay in a dangerous situation which eventually turned out to haunt him and to kill him. He's considered to have killed him. So that's learned from a pasuk. Mitzamtzem is chayev. Now come various variations of mitzamtzem. Some are considered, some are not. The rule of thumb is that a threatening entity has to be present. The threat has to be imminent. Otherwise, it's just called causation, groma. In which case, although it's pretty terrible, Rashi says, from Shemayim they punish him, but it's not something that Beis Din can get involved with. Okay, so here come several examples. Some are considered mitzamtzem, which is deemed murder. Some aren't. Amar Rava, kafsoi. So he tied him up, right? Umeis barav, he had no food and he died. Terrible thing, right? But he just caused it to happen. There was nothing there at the time of when he tied him up that would have killed him. Hunger came later. It developed later on. Kafsa umeis barav, he's potter. Vama Rava, kafsa bachama. Okay, sun's out, and he ties him up right in the middle of the sun. Umeis, and he died due to heat stroke. Or it was cold outside, and he tied him up, couldn't go anywhere. Betzina, umeis. In both cases, he's chayev. This here is very different because the threatening entity was there. The heat was there, the cold was there, and he forced him to stay there. So since he compelled him to stay in that situation, preventing him from saving himself, he is chayev. What about Seif Chamalava? It's not yet sunny. And the sun is going to rise, going to come later. And then it came and heated up, and he died. Or Seif Tzinalava, the cold, came later. Potter, this case is Potter. Because since the killer, so to speak, was not present at the time that Reuven did this mass at the Shimon, that Reuven tied up Shimon, there was no threatening entity at the moment, even though it sure will come later, he expected it to come, he caused him to die. He's chayv min ha-shamayim, but not in Beis Din. Potter. From a river, kafsil f'niari, tied him up in front of a threatening lion. There's no way he can get away anyways, whether or not he was tied up. So he's potter, because he didn't cause him to die, he would have died anyways. F'nei yetushin, but he tied him up in front of flies, mosquitoes, so he's chayev. Because if not for the fact that he was tied up, he can just, protect himself, run away. Ravashi Amar, feel if Neyutush Nami Pot, even here is Potter, Hani Azlim, Hani Asrius. We speculate that perhaps the initial swarm that were there at the time of tying up left, and another group came later. So there's no way to prove that, in fact, Reuven killed Shimon. Itmar Kofal of Gigas. What if he takes a big barrel and covers him with it? Now he can't breathe and he died, Rashi says, Bahavla, because of the lack of oxygen. Uparlov Maziva, or another case, he opened the roof and Rashi says he was sleeping there and Reuven opened his roof and it got very cold and Shimon now died because of cold. Rava, Machlokes between Rava and Rabbi Zeir, Rachadamar, one says he's Chayev, Rachadamar Potter. Now who said what? Testayim will prove, will attempt to prove, the Rava with Amar Potter. Rava says he's exempt. Why? Because it's just groma, it's not a direct act of killing. The Amar Rav, as Rav said before, Kafso Yimeis B'Rav Potter, he tied him up and he died of hunger, he's Potter. So, yeah, in these cases as well. There was no killer there at the moment. The killing entity sort of developed with time. The oxygen was slowly diminished, or the cold intensified. That happened later. And therefore he's Potter. Adrav, just the opposite. This time we can perhaps prove the Rabbi Zeru the Amar Potter. Rabbi Zeru is the one who says he's exempt. Amar Zeru. Because Rabbi Zeir gave us a similar situation. Haiman the Ayla lechavrei beveset the shisha. So Reuven forces Shimon into this marble room, airtight room. Va'adak le'shrag, and he lights a candle to extract any remaining oxygen. And now there's nothing left. Umeis, and the fellow died. Pogai died. Chayav. So it's Haiman da'adak le'shrag. Apparently it's only because he lit the fire. And he basically expedited prepared the killing entity, right? By doing an act of removing oxygen. Hardly adequately shrug. If you would not have that fire lit, And the fellow eventually just died because when you're in an airtight room, eventually the person through his breathing consumes all the oxygen and dies. Loi, in this case, he wouldn't be chai because it's something that happened later. So that's like the case where the barrel was overturned on the person, which eventually developed into a non-oxygen entity, in which case he's potter. Amri, so the answer is like this. No, you can't compare. Hasam b'le shragalei mascha havlo. You see, perhaps in the case where he took him into the airtight room, without lighting the fire, he wouldn't be chayiv. Because hasam b'loy shraga le'maschal havla, without lighting the candle, the hevel, right, this lack of oxygen situation does not really get initiated at all. It's not le'maschal, doesn't start. B'shaitai at that time, right? Meaning, in contrast to the barrel, hocha by the barrel, b'loy shraga le'maschal havla b'shaitai, even without lighting a candle, as soon as he tips the thing over his head, the hevel that kills him, the lack of oxygen, starts accumulating instantly. Right? And therefore, you can say that even Reb Zera, who says that without the lighting of the candle, you're not chai, that's because since it's a big room, it wouldn't have had the same effect on him if not for the candle. But the barrel, just covering with that barrel, that's enough to start extracting the oxygen and start making it a dangerous environment, which eventually killed him. So perhaps even Reb Zera would say chayef. So we're not sure which way to go on that. Amar Rava. Here comes a new case, interesting case. Dach for lebar. V'sulam lebar. Reuben shoves Shimon into a pit, and there's a ladder to get out. Uba'achar v'silkoy, and Levi comes and takes the ladder out, leaving Shimon stranded, and eventually he dies in there. I feel who called him v'silkoy, even if Reuben himself, after shoving Shimon into, pulls out the ladder. You think he's chayiv? No, he's potter. You know why? Because when he tossed him into the pit, Yachal Lalisu, he could have gotten out with the ladder. Although it was removed later, but the act was not an act of murder, because at the time he could have saved himself. Vama Rava, similar case. Zorok by Chetz. Reuven shoots an arrow at Shimon. Utrus biyad, and Shimon has a shield to protect himself. Uba achav notle, and Levi comes and grabs the shield, allowing the victim to be struck by the arrow. Avilu who got him notle? Even if Reuven himself, the shooter, comes and grabbed away the shield before to enable the arrow to hit him. So after he shot the arrow, he grabbed the shield away. Potter is potter the bidna shadi, because when he shot the bullet, bidna shadi bay mifsek piske giri, the arrow would have sort of had nowhere to go. It was going to be interrupted. It would not have found its target. So in terms of the act itself, it cannot be considered an act of murder. Zorak bechetz saman biyadi. Likewise, he shoots an arrow at Shimon, and he has some medicines to heal himself. Uba'achar pizrun, comes Levi and disperses the medicine. No longer accessible. I feel who called him pizrun, even if the shooter himself grabbed away the medicines, again he's potter, because when he tossed the arrow at him, Yachalis Rabbis Havi, he had the medicine, he could have saved himself. So technically, it could not be considered act of murder. Amar Vashia, Hilkach Afilu Saman B'Shuk. Based on this, we can extend it even further. Let's say there's medicine in the store. He could have accessed the medicine. So even without actually holding it, he would treat it the same way. It's not an act of murder. Amalei Rav Acha b'Dei Rav Ravashi. What about Nizdam Nalei Saman and Mahu? What if after he was struck by the arrow, okay, he found some medicine, but he didn't bother buying it, okay? Shall we say that he was murdered? Or shall we say since? Right? So since when he shot the arrow, in this case, when he shot the arrow, there was no way to heal him. There was no way. Later on, after he was struck, theoretically, there were medicines available. It's an interesting question. So the act was an act of murder, but he could have saved himself after the fact. Rashi says, he's exempt. he's going to be exempted from exempt in the Besen. Meaning we cannot consider him liable for his death because ultimately he could have saved himself. Zorak Tror Bekoisel, Chazal Achareel. So Rashi explains, you know, some kids would play this game. When we were kids, we used to call it off the wall. So you stand near a wall, and you toss the ball really hard against the wall, and it shoots back. Okay, it deflects off the wall. So he did this with a rock or something dangerous. Zorak Tror Bekoisel, Bechazra Lacharea Baharga, and it shot back and it killed somebody. He's chayiv. It's a direct act of murder. V'tana Tuna, now Tana as well, supports this point. Kigoin Elo Masachim Kadur, Bryce relates to those who play ball. Shahargu killed, Bemezid and Herogan, if they did it intentionally, they get Misa. Bishogi Goy, they did it accidentally, they get Golos. Asks the Gemara, Bishogi Goylan Pshita. What's the chiddush of mentioning B'shoigi, you get Golos? Of course, why not? It's like any other accidental murder. The answer is, B'mezid Neherogan Tzrichlei. The point is, the main point is the first part. If it was done intentionally, he gets Misa. Ma'odatim, perhaps I would say, Hasra Safaki. You can't really warn him with definitiveness. Maybe it's going to bounce back, but it's not. So you can't really, and warning is a precondition. So tonight, you can't kill somebody unless you warn him before the act. Here, Mi'amidahad, who says it's going to bounce back and hit the other person? Chamashman, the point is, yeah. If he's aiming and he's trying to do it, it's as good as though he did it directly. Tani Rav Chachlifa Vamarova Kamed Rav Avo. So Rav Chachlifa Vamarova presented the halacha to Rav Avo. Kigoyin Elo Mastachim B'kador. So what happens again regarding these ball players, these off-the-wall ball players, Shaharguf, if they killed somebody who was standing behind them. So it depends. If they're close by, Toich Arba Amas, within 4 Amas to the wall, Potter, the fellow who tossed the ball, tossed the rock, is Potter. If the person is standing at a distance, more than 4 amos away, he's chayev. Now, why does that really matter? What happened here? If he's aiming for that person, if he's standing close by, he's chayev. If he did it accidentally, he's chayev golas, right? If he's not trying to get the ball all the way out, even if the person's standing far out, he never intended on hitting it that far. We assume that when people play ball, they're trying to hit it as hard as they could. Kama, the Eilid Fei, Menach Nichale, trying to get it as far as possible, so we consider it an intended act. Now, he didn't try to kill him, it was B'shoigig, but we say that it's considered an act that he had in mind to do, as opposed to the case where it landed really close by, that was totally not in his purview, he wasn't trying to get it so close. So he's not even going to get Tchi of Golos. Kind of considered his act, right? Asks the Gemara, Lemeimra de Kaigano Koichehu. Now it comes a general theoretical question, conceptual question. He didn't actually hit his person directly. He threw it against the wall and bounced back. Is that called his doing, his kayach, really? But I mean, we have a kasha from a halacha regarding paraduma. You take the ashes and you put it on the water. It has to be done manually, directly manually. Hamakadish, he takes the ashes, puts it on the waters of the paraduma. V'naf al kiddush al yaday, v'elatzad. The ashes, he tripped, and it landed on his hand. He slipped, landed on his hand, or on the, you know, on the wall of the container. V'achkach nafal shaker, then it fell into the trough where the water is. Possible, because it wasn't done manually. It just sort of bounced off, you know, whatever. So you see, bouncing off is not considered a direct act. Answer, Hachav, my skin b'shoises. We're speaking that it didn't really directly bounce off. It landed on the sun and eventually it trickled down. That's not called direct act. But bouncing something off a wall and have it shoot back, that's considered your act. Well, likewise over here, if it were to hit the side and bounce straight into the water, that's also considered. Peshma is another raya regarding paraduma again. Machat sheyinusun al acheres. You have a needle, which was tummy, sitting on the earthenware keli. Vizaleo. And he sprayed the paraduma water, trying to get the hit the needle. And did it hit the needle? No. We're not sure. Safek al machat hizo, safek al acheres hizo, mitzeh olea. Now you found the needle to be wet, but was it a direct hit? Al machat hizo? Or whether it was you're not sure whether it was on the acheres, that it landed on the acheres first and then bounced onto the machat. Safek al acheres hizo, mitzeh olea, and it sort of bounced off onto the Hazoseh psula, it's no good. Apparently bouncing is not a direct act. That's a kasha on our Gemara. Amrav chinun abar yudah b'shmei derav. Again, motza itmar. We don't know. We didn't see that it bounced. We see matzah, we found water. It could have bounced off. It could have just trickled slowly, in which case it's not considered his act. Itmar. Omar Papa, Haiman de Kafte Lechavre, Ashkel le Bitka Lamay. Okay, Shimon ties, Reuben ties Shimon up at the beach, and there was a sort of a dam there. And he pulled away the dam, Bitka Lamay, and boom, the water fluttered him and killed him. Is he Chayiv? Yeah, Giri de Dehu, it's his, like his arrow, it's his doing, it's a direct act. Of course he's Chayiv. Hanim Lukach Rishon, that's because the water hit him directly on the first gust. But let's say he pulled out the dam and the water sort of flowed and slowly, right? Kayach Sheni means it was a secondary power. It wasn't a direct hit. It first landed on the floor and then it sort of rolled over to this person. In this case, it's Grama Ba'amuhu, it's just causation and he's not Chayiv Mis. Vamra Papa. Zorak Tzrer Lamala. Reuven takes a stone, throws it upwards. Vachlot Stadim, and the stone veered off a bit to the side, didn't come directly down, veered off to the side. Vahargan killed Shimon. It's Chayiv, because his doing. Marbar Vashler or Papa, my time is from Koychehu. Is it because you're considering it his act, his Koych? If it's his act, it's his energy, then it should never come down. Right? Gravity is what's pulling it down. His act of throwing, his Maisa, should just keep on going. Tezel El should just keep on going upwards, meaning the descent is not really his doing, it's gravity pulling it down. That's not his Maisa. Asks the Gemara. So he responded, Vilav Koychu. Okay, so it's not considered his act. Tezel Atachas. Then it should just come straight back down. He threw it up, it should come right down. It shouldn't veer over to Shimon. Apparently, the reason why it's veering over to Shimon is because there is some element of kinetic energy that he inserted into the rock that's making it move over to the side, right? He threw it sideways, and it's landing to the side over where Shimon is. So that's enough to be considered his Maisa, his Koyach, and his Chayiv Mis. Okay, so in a nutshell, Chayiv Mis is only when it's a direct act of killing, but Tzamtzim, right, forcing him to stay in a dangerous situation where the danger is imminent is here, is also considered Chayiv Mis. It's also considered Hayreg, Ritzeach, that's Mitzamtzim. There are various examples, some are not. We learned about interesting sugya, but where the person could have protected himself and somehow the protection disappeared, but in terms of the mass of the act, it was not considered an act of murder because at the time he could have saved himself. We learned about bouncing it off a wall. We learned about what constitutes kayach in terms of ritzicha. All the best to you and atzlochah.